reports? Oh, geez. Must have slimmed right up. Well, he's backing up. He didn't hide over there.
Dean, is it about as an ideal way to end the season as you could hope for?
You know, we just talked about it, is that we played the right way. It would have been easy, I think, or easier for, you know, team to just kind of run and gun and get into a track meet and not worry about, you know, our defensive game or how we play, and we didn't do that. So, yeah, was there, you know, proud and excited about how the guys played the game on that end of it? Clearly, you know, we scored some goals, but we're more excited here tonight about our commitment to play the exact same way as we need to play to win hockey games.
Another sellout tonight. You've talked a lot about the fans. We know that a lot of the fans this year have said that you guys have been family to them. Is it the feeling mutual there?
Yeah, I mean, they've given us a boost so many times throughout the year, and just I think we all, hairs in the back of our neck standing up when they're chanting, and you know what? When I got here, Don Waddell was telling me that he was here previous year and at the last game and sellout, and the crowd was fantastic. They don't change, and that's what we're asking our team to do. Don't change. Like, play exactly how we want to play, and we know we're going to play. The fans don't change. They do the exact same thing every night. They are vibrant. They're jacked. They get us going. They know when to pick us up. So yeah, it's been a family or whatever relationship with the fans, and hopefully we're giving back to them. And in the future, we want to still be playing so that they can cheer in the playoffs.
Obviously, you want this season to continue on with the playoffs, yeah. But forgetting all of that, this is a difficult team, a difficult season to say goodbye to. And is this one, I mean, every coach, every season special, is this one going to ring with you for a long time?
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff, right? A lot of stuff. So, yeah, there's just a lot of stuff that we'll go over here. But yeah, no, we're very proud of how this team played.
Right. Obviously disappointing that you don't make it into the postseason. What's the message to the team about using that disappointment to help fuel them moving forward?
Yeah, it's difficult to think that way right now, obviously. But, you know, we will. Unfortunate thing is we've got some time. But, yeah, we just talked as a coaching staff that we can use this game when we get to training camp and say, listen, this is how we play. This game didn't mean anything, right? We're out. How do we play? What did we do? What did we do in the D zone? What did we do in the neutral zone? What did we do in the offensive zone? How did we play together as a team? Yeah, sure. I think it's a good point. We'll use it at camp to say this is how the Columbus Blue Jackets play the game, and we continue to do that. We'll be successful.
If you happen to know the answer to this question, do you expect Jet and Devin to go to Cleveland?
Yep. Yep.
Stu. Coach, I wanted to ask you, in this sports age where players are me, I, what can you say about Jordan Harris? Hasn't played a lot, but good team player. What can you say about him? It's good to see him get an assist tonight.
Okay. Yes, 100%. He did that, and we've talked about it before, but I'm not singling just him out. Our team played like that all year. The guys that are in the lineup, that come into our lineup, if you play for the Columbus Blue Jackets, you play team first. You play for each other. You play hard every night. Our leaders, not just our leaders, not just our older guys, it's our team. And they play the right way every night, and they play hard. And that's how, you know, we're going to continue to play.
Zagoransky got to 82 points on the season tonight. What can you say about his season and how he was able to do it consistently throughout it?
Well, pretty much everything, right? I actually talked to Fordo on the bench, and like he's up in the play, he's in front of the net, and then you know you're looking that way, and then you look back into our zone, and he's standing in front of our net. So, yeah, I mean he's one of the guys that we talk about that's committed to playing, you know, both ends of the ring. Sure, it's wonderful he scores points, no question. We need points, we need goals, we need offense to win hockey games, but you have to keep it out of your net too, and he's committed to do that. So, yeah, he's been a big part of our team, obviously. He's been a leader, you know, and will be for a long time.
The Johnny chants at the end, the Johnny Be Good music, did you take a second to kind of just look around and just take that moment? I know it's hard, but did you take the moment?
Yeah, I tried not to. obviously, I'm feeling it now, but you know, we'll feel it for sure, and we'll have a lot of things to talk about and memories for sure. You know, we clearly wish that Johnny Chance would continue here this year, but I'll tell you this: he will not leave our dressing room as long as I'm here. He will be in there, and he'll be a presence, and he'll help us win hockey games, and he'll hopefully get us to where we want to be, and that's to win a Stanley Cup. Thanks, guys.
Tomorrow.